This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murphy. Good morning, Timbo.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Joysters, more importantly. How's everyone feeling post Mardi Gras?
I'm a little tired.
Yeah, I noticed because you forgot to introduce the show.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Murphy's Law. It's the week after Mardi Gras, and I'm sure I'm not alone when I say that it's actually taken me to this morning to wake up.
Oh. And yet you're still not awake.
No.
Isn't that funny?
It was a great one, I have to say.
Did you have fun?
I think this year was the 39th.
Oh, yes. Next year's 40.
Next year's the 40th.
Almost tempted to make an appearance, I think.
Me too.
You too?
Yeah, for the first time.
Maybe.
Have you never been?
Never been.
No, we had that discussion last week.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I was in Mardi Gras mode.
Tim's a Mardi Gras version.
I'd like to hear from people who went up to Mardi Gras this week and find out whether you actually had a rip-roar time or what. Just tell us some stuff. Like,
have you made it back?
How's the chafing? Still got glitter in parts that you didn't think you could have glitter in?
There was a lot of glitter. There was a lot of glitter.
Glitter's amazing.
The parade was excellent.
Did we see you on TV?
I'm going to share a few stories later on during the morning, but I think I may have been on there.
I'm very disappointed there was no dark makeup on you. I think you let the team
down. I was struggling with the mesh top. And the little hot pants.
Little gym bike pants.
When I turned up, because I didn't even know what I was wearing.
And mesh top, my friend said, very 80s. And then goes, oh, well, Dean would have actually worn that kind of stuff when he came out.
Wednesday was International Women's Day.
It was indeed.
Congratulations for Donald Trump for tweeting. That he really respects all women.
Did he really?
Yeah. You jokester.
He's so funny, isn't he?
Oh, it's just unfathomable, isn't it? Yeah. It's just very difficult to get your head around all that. Anyway, I had a lovely International Women's Day.
Yeah, good.
What did you do to celebrate?
Well, I actually took part in an all-women's comedy night in the city, which was a charity thing as well. So it was great. 20 women got up there. And I actually did really well.
Oh, well done.
If I do say so myself.
Good on you.
Yeah, according to other people.
You almost gave yourself the clap then, didn't
Almost gave myself the clap. Yeah.
Well, someone better.
No, but it was fun. Someone it was should. Really fun. Like, ladies, very funny. Some very funny ladies out there, I've got to say.
Oh, good.
Which I love the fact that was a creative. I don't understand what's happening.
What do you mean? You just keep talking. I can't hear anything in my headphones.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Oh, there you go. There you are, Randy Murphy. What did you say?
No, it doesn't matter.
Did a comedy gig. Oh, that was good. listen, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Can I make mention too that on that particular day I decided to watch another funny comedian, Amy Schumer.
Oh, very funny lady.
You cannot watch that with your parents.
No. No. No,
any good Christian folk for that matter.
No, she's, she doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care.
No, and look, I love the fact that actually put me in a sentence almost with Amy Schumer, but we're worlds apart.
Not really.
My 5 minutes and Amy Schumer's like world domination is a little bit different. But anyway,
I don't think
that's
so,
right.
Anna
she
Murphy.
Had to start somewhere.
You are our own Amy Schumer. You're
Thanks.
Melbourne's answer to Amy Schumer.
That's right. Once
really
upon a time, she had to stand up and do her first 5 minutes. And
absolutely.
Yeah, she probably did shitty commercial radio as well for 6 years.
Hey, now this is a perfect opportunity to mention that in three
Did you say commercial radio?
Did I? Oh, sorry. Community radio. Yeah. Even better.
I'm just going to do a shameless self-promotion right now. Does anyone care? I'm here. Yes. No.
I care.
Yeah, go on.
Shameless self-promotion that my other brother, Peter Murphy, and I, hello, who's listening? We've got a show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival coming up.
How come I'm only finding out this now?
Well, world exclusive. Aren't you lucky I'm on your show?
I'm a sibling. I'm part of the family. Why wouldn't
you
I?
You do know. I've told you many, many times.
I've already told you too. If you get famous, I'm becoming your manager.
Well, again, free comedy at 4:45 in the afternoon in Richmond, which is away from where the rest of the comedy festival happens. I'm not sure we're going to be famous. Joyce, but
should we solicit for more of our Joyces to be there?
Good. Come on down. It's called sibling rivalry. You never grow out of it. Ooh. And
so this is brand new information. I've never heard this.
Yeah,
like, I know that you were doing a show in the Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Now this is another show in the Comedy Festival.
No, this is it. This is the show. One. I'm doing this in conjunction with Peter Murphy. We're doing 15 minutes each, and we're splitting that up into. Four seven-minute blocks.
So we're not going to have to hear you two in your entirety.
Well, we thought it was probably. It's actually. Do you know what?
So much better if you break it up into bits.
Yeah.
Have a little rest from Anna. Go on to Peter, and then need a real long rest from that.
Oh, yeah. That's knock you terrible. Off your feet. We just didn't realise that that's what most people think. Actually, even the guy doing like organising it said, "Yeah, you know, it's actually quite good because it breaks up that one voice that people are listening to."
Yeah,
and I was like,
monotonous drone that happens. Yeah. Just on 4 minutes to seven.
Okay. What are you doing your comedy festival show?
Oh, it's got nasty in here already. Can we just shake it off?
Feel
shake
the
it off,
love.
Shake it off. Yeah. Feel the love, feel the love. Here's a little story that that I saw on the internet. It's quite funny actually. TV weatherman Patrick Ellis of Mississippi's WLBT tries his best to get the weather out. He's a weather reporter, right? All of a sudden, this little boy runs onto the set and apparently blasts a fart at him.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Now, I think we've got audio.
Have we got some audio of that?
I think we've got some audio of this.
Let's have a listen, shall we?
Across central Mississippi. Well, hey there.
I don't know what's going on, but Zane doesn't know. Are you crazy sure?
Well... We've got a little bit of interesting things going on right now. Take a look at what's going on right now. You want to point out the weather right now?
Yeah, there are farts everywhere and toots. I think it's crazy.
There's farts everywhere and toots, he says.
And all of a sudden, father runs in and grabs him.
Yeah. Off air.
The little boy is apparently the son of a lawyer who was scheduled to appear on the attorney call-in show. And he's got run on the weather set, done a little fart.
Oh,
farts and toots are out there everywhere. Love
so
it.
So good.
So we wanted to talk about this morning because we're so highbrow on the show.
Yeah, very.
Anna Smurfy.
I've been eating a lot of Japanese.
We wanted to talk about, because everyone does them, you know. We're not talking about things that people
Does everyone do them?
I used to lie that I don't, but I do.
Yeah, right.
It's human nature.
Where have you dropped one where it was inappropriate or a little bit embarrassing? That's what we're talking about this morning. Let us know. 0427JOY949. Honor and Joy. Anna Murphy, have you got anything anywhere?
I've got a tale that's, it was more that I was very disappointed in the actual said.
Fart.
Pop off.
Yep.
I was on a boat in India 5 hours on a rowboat.
Let me find the Indian one.
No, you don't need to find the Indian one. Oh, no, so hear that, right?
The government says Australia's domestic gas supply problem.
Oh, hello, Tim.
We've got news bulletins going off with farts.
No, but see that, what you played there, that's what I expected after 5 hours of pain in my stomach. And we're on the Ganges. We got onto a sandy beach and they put up this tent way down where all the wild dogs were. That was the toilet tent. Oh. And I said to my friend who I was traveling with, I'm so in pain. This is going to be terrible. I'm going to scare the dogs. And so, like 5 hours of just like, oh God. Anyway, I got in there and literally made. No, not that.
Just pop.
Just pop. And I was so gutted. They're furious.
Oh, well, listen,
that's it.
We want to hear from you guys this morning. We want to hear, where did you drop your little fart? And tell us the story. It was embarrassing. You know, lots of people have done it before. I was in a yoga class not long ago.
Oh, God,
and
yoga's bad.
You know, just as soon as the lady said, okay, downward dog, but the girl next to me, and you can hear the little giggles right through, can't you? The little.
Because everyone's so childish.
Everyone wants. Yeah, I know. We've all done it.
It's very
0427JOY949, honorajoy.org.au. Let us know where you.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone.
Right now. And we are talking farts.
We are.
Now, listen,
I love how juvenile we are. I'm surprised by this, actually. 6 years in. Never mind.
No, that's okay.
Yes, we are talking farts.
We're just talking farts. We don't sit around talking farts. We talk about where's an interesting place that you let one rip.
Yes, accidentally. And we've got this morning Murph team walking along a long corridor at work with my headphones on, knowing I was the only person in the corridor. I let go a really noisy one. As I then walked into the room for a meeting and I turned to make sure the door was shut, one of my bosses was right behind me going to the same meeting.
Ooh,
it was
nasty.
a very long meeting.
Good one,
from Nurse James.
I actually, you know the
CPR. Embarrassing, you've got your headphones on. Oh, I'm fine.
You know the CPR dolls?
The Annie dolls?
The Annie dolls. I had to do my CPR course. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. And it's like, I think it's like 30 compressions and then breathe or something like that.
I can't remember.
I have to read up.
Okay, so mental
anyway,
note.
But at the time I was, when I was in the course.
Don't collapse around Dean Murphy.
Apparently in the course I was quite good. And the lady goes, now, can you demonstrate to the rest of the class? And I was like, yeah, okay. So you're on your knees and you're leaning over the doll with the Annie doll. And you're doing the compressions, compression. And all I heard was, I don't know whether it was doll or me. I heard the loudest fart and I thought, I was like, it's her. I'm pointing to Annie.
They're very squeaky, those dolls. This one's come through for Angela saying, I was in the Virgin Lounge. I thought it would be a baby one, but it stank so much. Shannon Noll and his whole crew were behind me and they all started laughing and talking about that woman.
No.
I was mortified. I left ASAP.
Good on you, Angela. Sam sent through a message. He said, I went to dinner at my boyfriend's parents' house, first dinner.
Oh.
His mother made tortellini, not good on my bowels.
Oh.
Anyway, one hour into the dinner, the boyfriend's mother made him laugh so much that he dropped... He dropped a fart that could deafen dogs in Perth. Awkward smell.
Oh, dear.
How funny is that?
Ooh.
Oh, look.
So brace yourselves. Matt's decided to share and he said,
he's oversharer.
My partner and I were getting frisky and he was under the doona helping me out, shall we say. And I dropped a big one. To his credit, he carried on.
Oh, and he's under the... That's a romantic Dutch oven.
That is a romantic Dutch oven and that is to his credit and that's love.
We have the game Stereotypical. It kicked off 2 weeks ago. It's gone crazy. It's now been played in the burbs. Everyone's loving it.
We've started a phenom.
Hilarious times. This is the way it works. We don't try and offend anyone. We're not purposely going out of our way. But Tim will read three names. We'll give our description of who we think that person is.
Mm. Yes.
Thing that comes to our mind about that particular name. Now, if we offend you at all, this is your chance to send in a message.
If we describe someone you know, or we describe you, let us know.
Well, not someone you know, because anyone could make up anyone. I've got an Auntie Joan or whatever. But, you know, if it's your name, that we're not trying to offend you, but if we do, we might have a prize for you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It's just
we'll
a little disclaimer.
Yeah.
All right.
Shall we get going?
Yeah, let's get going.
Are we ready for our first name? Okay, folks, the first name is Tanya.
Oh. Tanya's a bus driver from Melton. She's got red short hair, glasses. She's a smoker and she really hates kids on the bus.
No, Tanya's an integration manager and she's very, very hardworking. She works so hard. She's always working. She wants everyone to work just as hard as she does.
What's an integration manager?
Yeah. It's like she integrates everything.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Between certain departments, whatever. Anyway, that's what she does and she's very intense.
Okay, Tanya.
Oh, she sounds tough. Okay, our next name is Chip.
Chip's a tradie. Yeah, Blunston's, short blonde hair. He's really fit, goes to the gym all the time, but likes a Chico roll at lunchtime.
Chip actually works for an underwear company in the United States in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and doesn't actually own any other clothes. He just wears underpants all over the place and cowboy boots.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
I actually like your Chip.
Yeah. I'd like to meet him. Okay, and our last name for today is Marguerite.
Marguerite hasn't had sex since 1973 because she's got an attitude problem and she hates children and she was a school teacher but now she actually works at Hungry Jack's.
Oh.
Marguerite does never like to be called Margie or anything. It's Marguerite always and she will snap your neck off the moment you even look like you're going to say Marg. It's not Marg, it's Marguerite.
Snap your neck off.
Yeah, French parents, bilingual home, very stern father, cruel upbringing.
Oh, God. Well, that's how you play it. That's stereotypical. So if we have a Tanya or a Chip or a Marguerite out there who we've offended, sorry about that. Here's something that will warm the cockles of your soul. For the full Terminator Bionic Man effect comes a brand new world condom ring to measure almost everything guys ever wanted to know about their sexual performance.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's called the Icon. Bills itself as the world's first smart condom. Oh. The device is a ring that men can wear with a condom during sex to track a number of certain facts.
Ah, oh, so it's a ring that they wear with
it's like
the condom.
It's like your Fitbit.
Fitbit. Can you imagine? Can you imagine you're in the throes of passion and he's like, oh, hang on a sec. Sorry, I've got to connect up my Fitbit for my cock. Like, this is ridiculous.
It's not actually available yet, but the company is taking early bird registrations around the world for this product, which sells at $75.
$75.
Once it's released this year. The Icon tracks speed, average thrust velocity, duration,
for God's sake,
skin temperature,
it's not a plane.
Girth, calories, burnt and frequency of sessions. Most importantly for many, no doubt, will be how the wearer stacks up to the average and best performance.
Oh, for God's sake. So you don't compare, want to be rated.
You can compare it.
This is ridiculous.
The icon is also supposed to be able to sense sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, my
now, that's
God.
Not bad. That's
oh
not
God.
Bad.
So you're in the throes of it and all of a sudden your phone goes mental. Beep, gonorrhea. Imagine like...
Warning, Will Robinson. Warning.
I've got crabs. Sorry, I forgot to... Like, seriously?
Abort.
Oh, my God. Abort. Like, is it too late?
Now, the ring will... Will come. How's this though? The ring will come with a 1-year warranty, and it actually has a micro USB charging port to provide up to. Now listen, my phone dies after 3 hours. This thing lasts for 8 hours.
Wow!
Right? You don't need to charge it for every what? 8.
Sex never lasts 8 hours.
No.
I'm not sure why we need it to last
no,
that long.
No, I think it's fabulous. I think it's a great idea. Can't wait to get one. I just want to know if I'm still alive afterwards. Do you know? Like, yes, you haven't had a heart attack.
Well done, mate.
Well done, mate. You made it
you're
through.
Still, you're still
good.
Alive.
Still got it. Yeah.
Maybe it just, like, plays a victory march song at the end. Da-da-da. I'm finished. Yes.
Now, listen, countries are desperate for people to have more sex, according to research.
Wow.
Countries need fertility rate just over 2 kids per woman to hit what demographics call replacement fertility, the rate at which births fill the gaps left by deaths. Does that make sense?
Okay.
You've got to replenish.
2 children per woman.
Two children.
I'm boom. Letting the team down, but I have a cat.
Oh, you've got 2 stepkids.
Yeah. And I've got stepkids.
There are loads of nations which don't hit the rate. Right, and their methods to encourage people to have more productive sex can range from practical, if not a little bizarre, to the downright offensive.
Oh.
Some of these countries begging for people to get down and dirty for the good of the nation.
Denmark, the Danes have such a low fertility rate of about 1.73 children per woman that a national travel companies come up with a series of bribes to get women to have more kids. First of all, this one travel company offered to provide 3 years' worth of baby supplies to couples who conceived on a holiday booked through the company. Oh. And now it's come up with a campaign called Do It For Mum. It's a video which guilt trips couples into having kids so that their mums don't miss out on having grandkids.
Look at that. Much like your mother, our mother.
Oh.
Russia is another one. According to Tech Insider, Russia is experiencing a really big storm of anti-baby factors. HIV and alcoholism are rife. Women aren't having kids and men are dying young. It's got so bad that in 2007, the government declared 12th of September the official day of conception, where people get the day off for making babies. Women who gave birth exactly 9 months later on 12th of June win a fridge.
Win a fridge. Not nappies.
I think that's great.
They win a fridge.
That's so awesome.
South Korea.
Who doesn't need a fridge?
Offices turn off their lights at 7 p.m. on the third Wednesday of every month, a.k.a. Family Day. Workers are encouraged to get themselves home so they can enjoy some lights out action.
Isn't that nice? And in India, while the general population of India is thriving, their passes...
It's a community.
Yep. Community is slowly dwindling. And that's led to a number of questionable ads encouraging people to be responsible, don't use condoms tonight. Other campaigns have shamed men into men who are living at home with lines like, isn't it time you broke up with your mum? Brutal but effective. There were just over 61,000 passers living in the country in 2001. And it's working. At the last census, there were 69,000.
That's some good action going on there, passers community. Keep up the good work.
I love it.
Now, you've ruined that track for me.
Why?
Because you told me the story behind it, and I've now that now you've ruined it.
No, that's just annoyed you. He's so talented. Oh, basically, I saw an interview with Ed Sheeran, who's my favourite artist at the moment. Like, I just love him. He's so humble. And he said, it actually, that song started off like a joke. He said they had the guitar riffs, and it was with his producer, and he just got up to the mic and he said he was just kind of taking the mickey out of like country. He's like, you know, I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And then he went, oh, yeah, that sounds quite good. And then did the next line and he was like, oh, that actually works too. And so the whole song just happened by accident.
I've cried to that song and now you've ruined it. Now it's a joke.
No, it has actually said it's a love song to his hometown.
Oh, I'm going back to Justin Bieber.
Oh, well, they're friends.
Oh,
and Ed Sheeran
nearly
smacked him out with a golf club.
Anyway.
I love Ed Sheeran more for that.
The Biebs is in town today. He's in Melbourne.
Oh, God.
Bieber mania has taken over. Bieber's private jet was expected to leave Perth late yesterday in a fun-filled week for the Canadian singer, which began with a skateboarding and Harley Davidson sightseeing.
Now, I need to pull him up.
Well,
this snotty little brat that I can't stand.
You've had your knickers in a twisted knot.
I sadly like. I like his music, but he's a little pip. he really is, and I'd like to slap him, but not in a kinky way.
I've got to tell you,
he's riding a Harley Davidson, and he's got his helmet on.
He looks gorgeous,
but he has not got that helmet done up. Now, Justin Bieber.
Okay, so Nana Murphy's onto it now. Nana Murphy.
You and every other bloody hipster out there that rides your bike with your helmet on your head without it done up, very clever. But whose faults are going to be when you get done by a car door accidentally and then you fly off and then you get brain damage, hey?
Well, if someone opens the car door, isn't it their fault?
Oh, shut up, Tim.
Right.
Anyway.
Isn't he also wearing headphones in that?
Yeah, look, just he's multitasking. It should be just driving the Harley Davidson. Oh, anyway, I don't.
He's,
and I hate in this
talented.
Article it says seeing is believing.
Oh, yes.
Like,
anyway, for all those going to the show, which is tonight, I think.
Have fun.
Have a great time.
They won't be listening
Make
to
sure
us.
You tie up your helmets.
Do you know what? They're already camping from yesterday. They were camping outside Etihad, so the general admission one, so that they can get good seats and so that they can hear him doing his rehearsal today.
I would have done that. I would have gone and camped out for Bieber.
Oh, see, my concern
is
look
a little creepy.
Yeah, you
amongst
would.
Those.
Yeah, you would.
But what do you do with your tent when you get in there? Do you just pitch it back in the concert?
I just wonder how many of them just leave it out there. I mean, I'm fortunate. I actually really appreciate the fact that I'm in my 40s, and the concert I'm going to in the front row practically is Adele. There'll be no camping out there.
No, I've been pitching a tent over Bieber for quite a while.
Murphy's Law. One listen, and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.